4NUE with KK4JBQ. So, I was, my son, a couple of things I want to tell you, trying to figure out which way to go with it. My son, oldest son, he is settled into, he's you know, married, newly married, and we went down to Anderson the other night to take a look at, first time I've seen his apartment, and the building's really, really neat. It's a renovated inn from the 20s, and I mean, just as soon as you walk in, it looks like a speakeasy, you know, all original wood. I mean, it's really nice. The apartment's kind of small, but he has gotten into collecting coins, and he is fascinated by them. So he has got to be quite the, you know, knowledgeable young man about coins. So he found a penny somewhere, and he sent it off to this company to have it graded. And he thought it was this, you know, valuable penny that was, you know, worth thousands of dollars. So he took a shot on it to have it graded. You can have them graded for like 10 or 12 bucks. But lo and behold, he sent it off, and he got it back the other day, $65. I gave it a rather poor grade, but it is one of the, you know, hard to find ones. I'm not sure what it was about it that made it, you know, one of those valuable type pennies. But $60 to $65 for a penny, and I just thought that was, you know, kind of neat. He also had a Kennedy coin, 1975, I think. I mean, it looked immaculate. He found it somewhere. I mean, it didn't have a scratch on it. And they graded it very poorly. And I couldn't see anything wrong with it. I mean, not a scratch on it. But it came back, you know, about 10, 12 bucks. But he's got the little cases. And, you know, there's a coin show next weekend here in town. So he's wanting me to go with him to the coin show and you know, check some things out. But he's ordered him one of these little microscopes that is made just for looking at coins up close and so on and so forth. And he was over here a couple weeks ago, and I got some coins when I was in Iraq, and I let him have those. But he's I'm not sure connoisseur is the right word, but I was impressed, you know. He's got a hobby, and I told him, this is your first step to getting old, and I'm quite proud of you.
Well, yeah, I suppose, but that hobby might involve some profit, you know. My dad collected coins. And the microphone. So he put the coins in little folder things and to protect them, to keep them from being handled and such, because circulation of any kind, as I guess Perry's found out, they quickly lop points off for any little mar. That little microscope that he got there, that'll help him a lot if he intends to buy and sell. You know, a collector, though, I know my dad had tons of coins. You just buy them and keep them. But an entrepreneur will buy it and sell it at a profit. Well, that's fun. I think I've met Perry, but I don't think it was long enough for me to, you know, get to know him much. And, well, I'm glad he and his new wife are settling in. your first place. That's, you'll always remember that, won't you?
Yeah. So, when he was over here a couple weeks ago, he had a nickel. And, let's tell you a little funny story. But, he had a nickel that a portion of it was missing. Like it, when it went through the stamp, the die process, it, the die cut a section of it out. And it was, you know, minted and sent out in circulation, supposedly. So this, do you see this one right here? And he's holding it up, and there's a section missing out of it, you know. And he says, this is a sight to behold here. You don't ever find nickels like this. So I got it and looked at it. I got a little magnifying glass, and I looked where the little arc was cut out of it, and I could see swarf marks in it. And I said, son, I said, do you ever heard the term a plug nickel? And he said, yeah, but I don't really know what that means. He said, what do you mean? I said, somebody's taken an end mill and notched it out. I said, what'd you pay for it? He said, $5. And I said, well, good job. You got you a plug nickel on your hand.
That was an inexpensive lesson at $5. But he did pay 100% more than he needed to. Or maybe it was 1,000%. Yeah, than he needed to. The ones that are quite valuable, and it's a double struck coin, one that in the die, and then something happened in the machinery, and it didn't eject that coin, but kept it. Now it turns just a little bit, and it strikes it again, and that'll go out in circulation. Those things are just out of sight, because it's very rare that that should happen. I never heard of one that took a little notch out of it. And he'll look real close next time, won't he?
Go ahead, comment.
I have an answer, thank goodness, to the internet about your switch wrenches. A switch wrench was invented by Curtis Wright Aircraft, being one of the Wright brothers. It is a ratcheting spring mechanism to build, store, and release energy. It is like a pneumatic impact wrench without the air. And it's one large wallop versus repeated hammering of a pneumatic impact. And it was made to take off propellers during the 1940s, as well as do airframe repair. They came in half inch, three quarter, and 1 inch. And the half inch was okay. It put out about 500 pounds of foot pounds. The three quarter, about 800 pounds. But the 1 inch put out 2,000 foot pounds. It weighs 23 pounds and takes a 75 pound pull on the handle. But it will do the job that you just can't get an impact wrench in, or you don't have access to a service truck with a gas-powered compressor. So that is the story of the Curtis Wright switch wrench. And apparently they're pretty well prized on eBay, and there's several YouTube videos about restoring the switch wrench. And that is all. This is KD4SRR. Back to YouTube.
Well, son of a gun, I'd much rather hear that way than go to a dry computer and read up on it. Okay, that's great. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that a bunch. And my father-in-law did work for Curtis Wright. So that makes perfect sense that it was probably a company award. And that makes it ever so much more precious to me, you know. Yeah. Oh, I just, that made my night. Thank you. KK4JBQ.
UE with KK4JBQ. Well, Larry, we all got little knickknacks. Me and Anna was looking in file cabinet the other night. We found an envelope left over from her father's stuff, and there were two safety deposit keys in there. A little small envelope with a string on it that, you know, you wrap around a little tab on the envelope to keep it closed. I don't know what year the thing was. It had to be from the 50s, I guess. But, you know, he had a whole bunch of little knick-knacky things like that. And he was an architect, too. When we first married, 10 years into the marriage, I guess, he worked for an architectural firm in Greenville that refused to move to CAD. they did all, you know, hand drawings or hand prints, drew it out on a sketch board and one of these god-awful looking rulers. I wouldn't even know how to use the thing, but it was attached to the table. You could bend it any way you want, and I don't know, it had to be an architect thing, I guess. You could flip it and roll it and get different scales on it, and I don't know what something like that would cost back in the day. But he had all kind of stuff like that. So I know what you mean. It just kind of to reminisce and look back through that and wonder where this has been, or wonder why he kept that, or you know. But inevitably, it ends up back in the drawer. And then a couple of years later, you look at it again and wonder the same thing. So, I don't know. Things like that you just can't part with. But, you know, at least you can look at it and have a good memory. That's, I guess that's what it's all about, right?
Memories are, well, you can't put a price on them. And it calls to mind what I guess is normally called a shadow box. Donna found in her shopping, it's coming up on, I think it was the first wedding anniversary her mother celebrated without her father. And there were some things that Donna was aware of her dad having. That she wanted to put in this, it's like a shadow box, you know, you can and sit it on the table, and every time you pass it by, you notice this is something a little different, maybe. And it was made out of, built out of glass panels, so you could see it all the way around. Well, she put a felt in the bottom, and put his wedding ring in there. I think they still had a very worn copy of their wedding invitation. She put that in there. Put his service medals in there, and a few other things. And that was a joy to make that. It is. And something that if a child gives that to a parent, I'm just overcome with. Just seeing her mother's reaction to that. Donna did it all in secret, you know, and then just gave it to her. On her parents' anniversary date. Something sweet, I tell you. Well, this has been a little melancholy, but I've enjoyed this, Nat. I've enjoyed, you know, Gary talking about his dog digging up an unusual landfill. and then of course there's the dog who growls to have his belly rubbed. Well, that's just sweet. Chad, thank you so much for calling the net tonight. It's always my pleasure to be here, and we'll do this again. Hope everyone has a good night, get a good night's rest. Forecast is for some sprinkles tomorrow. Springtime's coming. KK4, JBQ.
KQ, a follow-up. Didn't mean to usurp you there, Chad, but anyway, he said things were kind of melancholy. Well, I've got something to raise his spirits right now. To go with that pen, on eBay, as I speak, there is a rare Switch Manual Impact Ratchet Wrench Set Model Series 750, made by Snap-on, with sockets and other stuff. It's free shipping. Take advantage of it now. You'll just never realize how you live without this thing all this time. You get for the $99.99 or best offer. Get it now before it's gone. Your very own Switch Wrench Kit. This is KD4 SRR. I'll be quiet now.
Gracious. Well, I've learned something, and I suppose anybody else listening has got a new bucket full of trivia. But my dad, or Donna's dad, really enjoyed working at Curtis Wright, and I just learned a lot of respect for the man that never had any college education. He came by it. Hard work and perseverance, and he was good at anything he did. I just had a lot of respect and a lot of love for him. Nice to remember him today. Chad, you have a good night. If anybody else is coming up, I'll jump off here. And oh my, it's after 10 o'clock. It's been a good night. Thank you, sir. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
73, you too, Robert. All right, I think that's all I've got on the list tonight. With that, I'll ask for any additional stations that would like to check in. Please call KO4NUE.
Recheck, Chance. Yeah, I just wanted to get to know if you're aware or not, but just in case you weren't aware. When I check in with you and I ask you to relay hello, and when I ask you to relay hello to Anna from us, the hello that I ask you to relay is from both myself and my wife. Even though Miss Anna has never met either one of us before, the hello that I ask you to relay to Miss Anna is still from my wife and I both.
Anna says hello to both of you tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. Appreciate that, sir. All right. With that, have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. That's it. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all. And it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE, and I am clear.
KO4NUE on 4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, how you doing, sir?
I missed the net. Just turned the radio on. Can you check me in?
We'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. Down in Simpsonville, I believe it is. And Shane, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. You had a good day today?
I'm off tonight, so I just was doing stuff around the house. And I'm up in Cleveland, by the way. Used to be in Simpsonville, but that was a few years ago.
Apologies. Down in Cleveland tonight. How have things been with you?
Went back to work last week. And feeling pretty good, so I took the next couple nights off. We've got a cousin and her husband. They just left the airport a little bit ago. They're on their way over. They're going to spend the weekend with us. So looking forward to that. Hope things are going well with you as well.
Yeah, pretty good. Things are kind of busy down in the shop with my son. He's learning. Let me put it that way. And it's kind of neat to see him grow a little bit and kind of figure out what, you know, what the workforce is all about. I'll just leave that there. You've been working long enough, you know what I'm laughing at, but it's kind of surreal, if you know, when he has that aha moment. I got to do this for how many years?
Yeah, I know exactly, and I've watched my boys' eyes when they, you know, of course they call me old, and they think about how long I've been working, and then they realize how not very far behind me they really are, because we were young when they were born, so it's just funny.
Right, well, I've noticed a phenomenon. He had a couple of his friends down there the other day going to help him with some of the work he was doing. And I was down there 10, 15 minutes, I guess. And I had him cleaning the shop. Hey, while you over there, get that, put it over here. Put that over there. That's that and the other. I got halfway back up to the house, and I thought, man, I'm turning into Papa. You know, I see some of Perry's friends around here. It's just like, hey, that's free labor. Let me get them while they're here.
You're having an aha moment, too.
Kind of liking it, if you want to know the truth.
Sounds like you have a... Sounds like your dad was somebody you don't mind being a little bit like anyway.
Me and Dad was laughing about it, and I told him, I said, Daddy, I hate to admit it, but I think I'm turning into you. And he just chuckled, and he won't know why, and I told him, you know, about getting two of Barry's friends to clean up shop a little bit. He said, when they come here and you work them like that, he said, that keeps the riffraff away, because if they know they got to work when they come, they won't come visit. I just laughed.
Of course, you don't want to chase all your work off, though, or all your help off. Might be good to have some of them around every once in a while.
You're right. But anyway, well, Shane, let me duck on out of here. I'll amend the net report, and appreciate you checking in, and nice to hear from you. And if you ever up this way and need a pot of beans, give me a holler. We'll swing by and visit for a little bit. But anyway, you be safe, bud, and I'll talk at you later. Please stand by for my amended net report. I'll say it again. SKO4NUE. I am clear.
Enjoyed it. N4ZLK.
You too, bud. KO4NUE.
I know it's late, but it's better late than never. You want to mend it by two more?
Mend it all. I'm sorry. Let me hear it, Paul. Go ahead.
Such a good job. I'll just put my 50 cents in and give you a raise for the next go around. N4DME, Paul, and AA4QS, Donald, in Tacoma, where it was pouring down raining like cats and dogs. But anyway, appreciate you calling the net and whatnot. But it's been a long, busy day. But anyway, appreciate it. Hope everybody stays warm and dry.
How's old man doing? He's still doing all right?
In earlier, and he's in there in the living room on the couch asleep with his mouth wide open. I said, if you don't close it, you're going to catch one of them flies in a minute.
Look here.
Scanner and said, yeah, I'm lying too. I got pictures. I got evidence. But anyway, he's doing good.
Let me get you in the log, bud. We'd like to welcome N4DME, Mr. Paul, and AA4QS, Mr. Donald, down in Tekoa. And, Paul, I'm going to duck on out of here. I need to go out and close my truck door. My truck door's open. It's been raining for 10 minutes, so let me go close it and try to get me a little bit of rest tonight. But tell old man I said hello. I was thinking about him the other day. And next time I'm down that way, I'm going to give you a holler. I'm going to swing by and see if I drop my visit with you two a little bit. But anyway, tell him I said hello, and you be safe, Paul. Let me amend the net report, and I'm going to clear on out, sir.
Come on by any time. We always here. You know, we like to fly on the wall. Sometimes somebody sees us, sometimes they don't, but just imagine the stories. But anyway, talk to you later, and yeah, you better go shut that door. You might wash the paint off of it. N4DME.
K04NUE, I'm clear.